You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Morning, is John there?
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, John. This is Paul Balazs.
Hey, Paul Balazs, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good, thanks.
Did I call you Mr. Balazs or Paul?
Paul's good.
Okay.
Paul's good, yes, sir.
All right, as long as I don't say Paul Balazs or...
There's a lot of radio guys that had a little, like, 3x5 card that said, oh my gosh, Paul Balazs.
So they'd say it right. I don't know that I've ever had you on our Family Friendly Morning Show before.
Well, let's change that. I love Grand Rapids. Been there many, many times, and I got born again in Amway. So when I was 19 years old, I became a direct distributor and got flown to Ada, Michigan, and stayed at the Grand Plaza, and it was quite an exciting thing for a 19-year-old kid. So regardless of what people think of Amway, God used it to get me saved. So
now you've got to tell me a little bit more about that, because Amway is just down the street from us. And
exactly.
I didn't realize that eternal life was in the catalog. So how did this come about?
The short story is I was playing clubs, grew up a Catholic kid in Philadelphia, and learned about the Lord and had a good foundation, but never really had a personal heart connection with the Lord, and in high school, got in rock bands, and wanted to be the next Bruce Springsteen like every other Jersey kid, and met some folks that were in this business called Amway, and before you know it, I just thought, wow, that makes sense, and they were just great folks and encouraging, and they gave me these books to read, and I went to one of these conferences, and this fellow got up and gave his testimony and said, you know, if you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and man, I responded, and it just changed my life, radically changed my life as a 19-year-old kid and a bunch of my other friends. And we all got into Amway, and I ended up becoming a direct distributor at 19, and it was exciting, you know, to fly to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and take a tour and shake hands with Rich DeVos. And that was, you know, 20-some years ago. But I just started hearing more Christian music and thought, man, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to be able to do that. And But that was my foundation. I just will always be grateful for the people that were in Amway and just how it really changed the direction of my life.
Wow, that is incredible. So speaking of traveling, you're out on the road in Cleveland right now?
We just finished 2 days of workshops, just worship workshops, where we do nights of worship, but then during the day, there's a lot of training for worship teams, worship leaders, and just spending time trying to encourage them by having extended worship times, not so much concerts, but just deep, prayerful worship times, and then heart-to-heart talks and discussions on some of the practical things and spiritual issues that can help us to keep our own heart fresh towards the Lord, and then help us be more effective at encouraging our congregations in worship. I just have a heart for people to do that. This is my 20th year at my church back in Texas as the worship pastor, and I just feel for those that week after week after week are on the front lines trying to encourage their congregations and lead them on an authentic journey of worship, that God would give us a fresh heart and fresh inspiration to continue to serve the people that God's called us to serve.
You talk about that authentic journey of worship. I've just had a chance to preview your CD, Glorious, which I know is available now. Tell me about that. It just seems like it really is, in listening to it, that it is that journey into worship as your music has been throughout the years.
It all starts back in my local church of a Sunday morning worship experience. And kind of in the midst of worship, I just find that there are prayerful ideas, prayerful things that kind of rise up, either in my heart or maybe in a pastor's sermon, or even open the eyes of my heart, really just started in one of those, just in those moments where you're just trying to draw near to God, and maybe your eyes are closed and you're kind of prayerfully lifting your heart to Him. And so many of the songs on this project, again, were birthed in that same way. You know, you're not trying to write a song, so to speak. You're just trying to worship. You're trying to connect with God in a genuine way. And out of your mouth pops this idea or this picture. And, you know, the current single right now is Just to Be With You. Yeah, that's, again, just a cry of the heart of people right now in my fellowship and across the nation that are hitting hard times economically or maybe in their relationships or their marriages. And there's a lot of things that we fight with. And and just to sort of come to the Lord and just to be able to lay those things down and say, Lord, I just got to put this behind me right now, and all I want, all I need is just to be with you, to connect with you. And so here I am at your feet, and just teach me to abide in you, to trust you as I walk through this season of life.
Paul Balazs, it's been great to chat with you this morning. I got to let you go, but I want to ask real quick, is there any way that the WCSG listening family can be praying for you? Anything specific?
And thank you for asking that. Just continue to pray that God would give me wisdom to balance my life as a husband, as a dad, as a minister guy that travels, but also trying to stay in my local church. It's the cry of my heart and say, Lord, I want to be a good steward of the time that you've given me and the opportunities. And I just somehow want God's balance in all that.
Yeah.
Would appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
And we will look forward to hearing the new CD, Glorious. And again, thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at WCSG.org.